It is very good to be back.
Are you here by yourself?
Did you think our story was over?
You guys having fun at the convention?
I missed you.
We're the Thursday Murder Club.
Viva la revolution!
What a melody.
Things are getting a little out of hand.
You're the only friend I ever had.
Movie news.
Woohoo! Mama light.
With Gareth Daly.
The new version.
Good afternoon to you, Gareth. Now, we know you're a fan of movies. You are also a fan of golf, which brings you some lovely stories to share with us this afternoon. Yeah. You're happy out.
Well, from watching the Ryder Cup and the good start there to, news about golf, TV and movies, really. So basically, it looks like they're going to be turning the Kevin Cook book, The Tiger Slam. This chronicles the rise of golfer Tiger Woods. They're going to turn this into a movie. They've got a director lined up. It's King Richard. Ronaldo Marcus Green set to direct it, and they've got a writer as well, Alex Convery, and he's no stranger to those sort of true stories when it comes to the world of sports, because he was the writer behind Air. This was the script on Nike's bid to sign a young Michael Jordan, which Ben Affleck directed as well. So anyway, The Tiger Slam was published in December 2024, sort of gripping inside the ropes account of the astonishing streak of victories that left Tiger Woods' rivals scrambling to keep up, and that book sort of hones in on the historic run in 2000-2001 when Woods captured four consecutive major championships.
Wonder who's going to be cast.
I know, it sort of starts those rumours, doesn't it? Straight away. Amazon MGM are the studio behind the production of it.
Okay, we'll keep an eye on that. Did you find another golf story for us?
I did, yes, just for the weekend that's in it. So Luke Wilson will reunite with his longtime collaborator Will Ferrell in the latter's upcoming comedy, golf comedy series from Netflix. So he's joining a cast that already includes Molly Shannon, and it's a sort of untitled 10-episode series that follows Lonnie the Hawk Hawkins, played by Ferrell, who's a fictional golf legend. Wilson's going to play a pro golfer who rivals him, having beaten him for the Tour Championship twice. They've worked together many times, actually, on many different films. What I find a little strange here is that Luke Wilson's brother, Owen Wilson, is actually starring in his own golf series, which is called Stick, which is currently on Apple TV Plus. That's going to a second season. He also plays a pro golfer in that, so now they're going to be battling it out on the fairways to get the eyeballs of everybody.
Alright, there we leave your golfing stories. Thank you, Gareth, for those. You have some casting news for us. Tell us about Millie Bobby Brown.
Yeah, she's in final negotiations to play an Olympic champion gymnast, Kerry Strug, in Gia Coppola's new film, Perfect. So Netflix are in talks to acquire the film, with filming set to begin next spring. Now, Strug is a member of the 1996 USA gymnastics team dubbed the Magnificent Seven, and played a huge role in clinching the gold after performing the vault on a badly injured ankle. She made her landing perfectly, but her ankle gave out, which led to her coach having to carry her off the mat. Wow. So, Millie Bobby Brown will be producing the project as well. She does like to hone in on those types of projects. So that one's called Perfect. And then we've a story of an Irish actress doing really well. This is Denise Goff, who would have been a sort of breakout in Andor. She was brilliant in Andor.
Great actress,
she's really good. She's joined the cast of Greta Gerwig's Narnia, which is filming for Netflix. Yeah, so really good. She said in a recent podcast that she's going to be playing somebody mean in the film, but that's okay because it's for children. But we don't have any sort of further details of her role as yet. That film is expected to be an adaptation of The Magician's Nephew, the first book chronologically in the series, but will move up its time period setting by a few years. So that's good news for her.
Very good, very good. Now tell us about Josh Brolin. What is he up to?
He's set to headline the action comedy Mister. This story follows a man who wakes up in a strange house covered in blood and realizes his true identity while fighting off contract killers from his past, including everyone from his exes to his best friend. To get out, he teams up with an estranged daughter who also has ended up in the family business, but they'll need to repair their relationship in order to survive. They've got a good action director lined up for it. It's Wade Eastwood, who was a second unit director on the likes of Mission Impossible and Jumanji. movies. So he's making his directorial debut on the film, okay, which begins in Spain in early 2026.
Very good. Now, you were sort of hinting some time back that David Fincher's 2010 film, The Social Network, was going to be back, or is it a sequel?
Yeah, well, we have a new title for it. Anyway, that's the start. It's The Social Reckoning.
That'll work.
It's going to be called. We've got a date for its release. Yeah, it's October 9, 2026. And we've got confirmation of the various cast roles that are in place for it. So Jeremy Strong is playing Mark Zuckerberg. Mikey Madison is playing a whistleblower in the movie as well. And Jeremy Allen White is playing a Wall Street journalist. Bill Burr has also joined the cast as a fictional character, sort of a amalgamation of several people. Aaron Sorkin has written the script and he's going to direct the drama, which is sort of based on a series of articles called the Facebook Files, which sort of, it had the company's own reports which highlighted negative effects that social media was having on teens and kids and how it knew misinformation was sort of causing, different things like violence and how it contributed to the 2021 US Capitol insurrection. So there's a lot to mine there in this script.
That's a good looking cast. Though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, super. Really good. The production's going to start later this year in Vancouver.
Very good. Let's come to some home news. First of all, news of a very, very fantastic IFI guest.
Yeah, Miriam Margolyes is going to be taking place in an interview at the IFI. The event is going to take place on Saturday, October 11th, hosted by Rory O'Neill. The event is going to include a screening of a new short film called A Friend of Dorothy, directed by Lee Knight. So strictly limited tickets for that event. They're costing €25. They're on sale now from the IFI.ie.
I have to say, I like the pairing of Miriam Margolyes and Rory O'Neill, also known as a Panty Bliss. I think the two of them will get up to Devilment, no doubt about it.
So. That'll be worth the price
of
admission.
That'll be
right
a fun
there.
Afternoon, Saturday afternoon, 11th. I'm sure that's going to sell out very quickly. So IFI.ie. Now we have the first movie mentions for the Cork Film Festival.
Yeah, you know, it's the 70th edition of the festival this year, so it's a biggie. And they've got two great films, actually, straight off the bat. So the opening of the festival is going to take place at the Everyman Theatre on the 6th of November, and the opening film is Cork. Yeah, it's a Cork story, really, linked into it, because Anna Hardwick is playing Roy Keane, and Steve Coogan is playing Mick McCarthy in Saipan. There's huge anticipation for this movie, so what a great way to kick off the festival on the 6th of November. And then to close the festival on the 16th, you've got Bradley Cooper's new film, Is This Thing On, which stars Will Arnett and Laura Dern. So right off the bat, really great films there. That one's loosely inspired by the true story of comedian and John Bishop's personal journey into comedy. Corkfilmfest.org for all the festival details and ticket details.
Yeah, we wish them well for the 70th edition. And by the way, movies and musicals will be there opening weekend, and we'll keep you posted on that. But looking forward to heading to Cork for the Cork International Film Festival. What trailer watch have you for us?
This movie is called Song Sung Blue, and it's based on a true story. It follows two down-on-their-luck musicians, played by Hugh Jackman and Kate Hudson, who form a joyous Neil Diamond tribute band. Take a listen.
Yeah, this is brilliant, because immediately you think, oh, it's a Neil Diamond movie, but it's not. It's a kind of, well, let's let the trailer do the talking. Here it is.
I'm not a songwriter. I'm not a sex symbol. I just want to entertain people.
I don't want to be a hairdresser. I want to sing. I want to dance. I want to garden. I want a cat.
I need something big. I need something new.
What do you think?
You don't want to be a Neil Diamond impersonator. You want to be a Neil Diamond interpreter.
I was looking for the right way to say it, and you just came right out and said it.
Tell your mama, girl, we can't stay long.
We should call ourselves Lightning and Thunder.
Things we gotta catch up on.
So you be lightning and I be thunder.
Yeah. I want it to ripple and wave when the wind blows my shirt.
Wind in a bar? How?
Like a leaf blower.
Do you have one?
Sure.
Sweet Caroline.
Yeah, good casting there, I think, with Hugh Jackman and Kate Hudson's Song Blue.
Yeah, and it's going to be, it's having its actually world premiere at the AFI Fest on October 26th. But for us to get to see it, it's going to be released this side of the world on January 1st. So
okay,
we look forward to that.
One of the movies of the new year. Let's come to new releases on the big screen. And a lot of good reviews for this one. Leonardo DiCaprio, our leading man in the latest Paul Thomas Anderson film, One Battle After Another.
Steve Locke, you spectacular.
and I cannot remember for the life of my only child the answer to your question.
Maybe you should have studied the rebellion text a little harder.
I need to find my daughter.
Well, then call us back when you have the time.
Did you just...
My child comes from a whole line of revolutionaries. And you look so lost. What are you gonna do about this baby?
You know what freedom is?
What?
No fear. Go!
Yeah, that is one battle after another. Didn't manage to catch the preview of this one, Garrett, but as I say, getting good reviews. I think it's one to see, isn't it?
Getting great reviews. Yeah, I've not seen it yet myself, but I'll be lining up for it this week. Yeah. And it's from one of my favourite directors, Paul Thomas Anderson. I think he's an excellent director. And what a cast to line up with Leonardo DiCaprio, Sean Penn, Benicio del Toro. And when their evil enemy resurfaces after 16 years, a group of ex-revolutionaries reunite to rescue one of their own daughters. As I said, really looking forward to one battle after another.
And everyone is saying, see it on the big screen. It is one to go to the cinema to see. So that's one battle after another. We have one of Irish interest on the big screen this weekend too.
Yes, we do. Sunflowers. And it's in a rural village along the east coast of Ireland. A recently bereaved widow, Catherine, uncovers the truth of what her deceased husband has been hiding, and she must fight against all odds to keep her family business and home. Dave Byrne directs Anne McCrudden, Patrick Bergen and Abigail O'Regan in that movie. Then we have Paul Greengrass directing The Lost Bus. This is about a wayward school bus driver and a dedicated school teacher, played by America Ferreira, who battled to save 22 children from a terrifying inferno. We've also got Brides. This is two teenage girls in search of freedom, friendship and belonging run away from their lives in the UK with a dangerous plan of travelling to Syria. Brett Goldstein and Imogen Poots star in All of You. They play Laura and Simon. They've been best friends since college, and over the years they've realised their bond is more than platonic. Can they and should they risk everything to explore a love that has existed all along. We've got one from Irish director Brian Kirk, and it stars Emma Thompson and Judy Greer. It's called Dead of Winter, and it follows a woman who interrupts the kidnapping of a teenage girl while travelling alone through snowbound northern Minnesota, and hours from the nearest town, and with no phone services, she realises that she is the young girl's only hope. And then if you like your horror films, The Strangers are back in The Strangers Chapter 2. And if you like your musicals, Hamilton the musical is back on the big screen, actually. 10th anniversary to celebrate it. It's the version that they filmed, which has been on Disney Plus for a while, but if you want to go along to the cinema and see it on the big screen, it's back.
Hamilton, never heard of it. Never heard of it. Hard to believe it is 10 years ago. But nice to see it on the big screen indeed. What about a TV movie for us?
Yeah, I like this movie. I think we've probably had it before, but when it's on at a good time, it's always worth a watch. It stars Tom Hanks and Mark Rylance. It's about a lawyer in 1950s New York is hired to represent a Soviet spy in a showcase trial designed to demonstrate the fairness of the US justice system, and in the face of public condemnation, he argues against the death penalty, a stance that years later leads to his involvement in an exchange of prisoners in East Germany. It's Steven Spielberg's fact-based Cold War drama called Bridge of Spies. You start watching it, it's one of those ones you can't turn off because the drama is just very, very good. It's on TG Car tonight and it's on at 10 p.m.
Lovely. It has a great score too by Thomas Newman, which we will play right after this. Garrett, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aideen.